We're joined on the phone now by Mike Phoenix. He signed for Barnsley today from Telford. Mike, thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight. Just give us your reaction to this deal, committing your future to Barnsley until 2016.
Hi, mate. Yeah, it's been brilliant. It's happened overnight, really. It's all a bit mad. But like I said, I didn't get the know-abouts about it until late last night, and I went down there today to sign, and I'm looking forward to playing and hopefully giving my best to the club.
So you only found out about this last night, so did you get much sleep last night?
No, like I said, it was literally, I think it was 8 o'clock, half 8, whilst watching the Liverpool game, I got the call. But no, I was in and out of sleep, to be honest with you. I didn't know whether I was going to miss my alarm this morning to get up on the motorway on time. So it's been a bit of a whirlwind, really.
Mike, I love these kind of stories when a guy who's been playing in, you know, the non-league football or wherever it is, you know, at Telford right now, gets his opportunity at a league club, you know, especially when it's a commitment like this to 2016. How does it feel to be part of a story like that?
Oh, it's brilliant, to be honest with you. You know, I'm just obviously give it me all, and hopefully I can bring some goals to the team, and one thing I will do is always give my best effort to the team.
Because you have scored goals, haven't you? I think you've got 6 already this season. So is that, you know, for Barnsley fans who've maybe not seen you play, just sort of tell us about your game.
Yeah, like you said, I've got the 6. I might not be the prettiest footballer, but I'm direct and with pace, you know, and quite strong. So that's my game. Like I said, you've always got a goal in me. But yeah, I've got more pace and power of a player than skillful, to be honest with you.
Sounds like you're a northern bloke. So is it good to be back up here?
I'm Manchester, so I'm only an hour away from Barnsley, so yeah, it's good. The travelling going down to Telford was quite hard, to be honest with you, and with Barnsley being close, it's worked out well for me.
What has the manager said to you, if you've had a chance to speak to him, or the coaches? What are their plans for you this season?
But I spoke to the manager briefly today. I think the approach is to not rush me into things, to get me... Obviously, we've only trained twice a week at Telford. It's to get me training in the next month, to get my body used to that, and then hopefully bring me into the team. But like I said, we'll just have to wait and see.
Did you always expect that you would get a chance like this?
I went to Notts County a few years ago for a few weeks. And then I didn't know whether to pursue it or not, but I got back into part-time football and I got my chance with Telford. And then started this season after scoring a few goals. There was a few league clubs interested, I got told, and then, like I said, got the call last night, and it was like a dream come true, to be honest with you.
I'm not sure what your schedule was like during the week at Telford, but how different is it going to be at Barnsley?
Oh, well, I was working 9 till 4, and then straight from work to down to Telford on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and not getting in till 11, so now I'm going to have more time to focus on my football, get the more rest, get more gym work in, and get up to pace with League One.
What job did you do?
I used to manage an alcohol wholesale company in Manchester.
Is there going to be any part of you that's sort of sad to leave that behind, or is it, you know, because it's your dream to sort of do this?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I've just been seeing one of my mates who I work with, and well, I think we're both in tears a bit, to be honest with you. It's a sad thing because, you know, I've been there for nearly enough 9 years, and I love all the lads down in Telford, all the fans down there, so it is sad, and it is a big step in my career, so hopefully it is the right one and things work out for me.
You have to get a mate your ticket for your debut game then, won't you?
Oh yeah, of course I will. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, the club clearly think you can have an impact here, having signed you to a 2-year deal. There seems to be some long-term thinking there, doesn't there?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think they've been watching me since the start of the season. So yeah, it looks like the club have a bit of faith in me, and hopefully I can repay the favour.
A lot of Barnsley fans are going to be listening to this, Mike. So what's your message to them this evening?
Message is, I'll always give me all to you. You know, like I said, I'm not the prettiest footballer, but hopefully I can come up with some goals with them and give it my very best shot for them, and hopefully not let them down.
Mike, thanks for coming on the show tonight. And hey, look, best of luck with this move. Hope it goes well for you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.